Hey guys, I'm Kerwin.
And this is Jeffrey.
And we are the Donish Brothers. Today we're discussing how we've gone about finding our real estate investing mentors and how you can do the same, and also how you can avoid some red flags and make sure you find the right mentor that will meet your needs.
Yeah, and literally in every single phase of our journey, we've used a mentor to get to the next step.
Absolutely.
And one thing that I kind of like to talk about, like I used to be big into the, what was it called, Kerwin?
Like
the Heroes of Olympus.
Percy Jackson books.
Percy Jackson books. And one thing they talked about was the hero's journey. So like one thing that Percy always had was some type of mentor. Yes. And it's similar in the Hunger Games. Most of these stories have some type of mentor that comes back and helps the hero get from the beginning of this journey all the way to the top or wherever he's trying to go. Now, I like to say the benefit of having a mentor is being able to have someone that's already been to the top of the mountain and back who can help you do the same. And why would you try to, I mean, you can do it by yourself, but I just think
it's going to be easier. Donald Miller talks about that in Building a Story Brand. He talks about having a mentor and that kind of helps the hero. And so what exactly is a real estate mentor and what do they do? It's pretty self-explanatory. They are someone that can either provide accountability coaching, just coaching in general, guidance. They could be a resource. So in our case,
accountability partner.
Partnering on deals with you, helping you with their own network and giving you access to their network, which is incredibly invaluable. We can kind of briefly touch on the different mentors we've had just to kind of, I guess, break down the experience we have with mentors.
100%. I would say like the first few mentors we had weren't even alive. Like, there's a book up here. It's Think and Grow Rich. Yeah. Now it sounds like really crazy when I say that, but we actually read that book. I think that was like the first or second book I ever read that was when we started becoming entrepreneurs. And Napoleon Hill is no longer alive, but he taught us so many principles that we still apply in our business, in our lives today. And you can learn from these people, these influencers or just thought leaders in a certain space online through their books. And a lot of this is not even at a cost other than your time and energy. So I think anyone can find a mentor in a lot of places for free.
Yeah, we'll really dive into the ways you can go about finding a mentor, and some are paid options, some are free. But starting out briefly, I want to dive into why you need a mentor, and you don't necessarily need one, but why we encourage people to get a mentor and the benefits of it. And starting out for us,
we can say why it worked for us.
So exactly, because we can only speak for ourselves. And honestly, a lot of people that we've met along this journey have also had mentors, so it's helped them as well. For us, when we were starting out with wholesaling, we had mentors through podcasts and books. We hadn't paid for mentorship yet, honestly, because all of our money that was very scarce at the time was going into our marketing and just getting our first deal. And this was when we were wholesaling. And the YouTube free content, it was amazing. We learned a lot. And that's the first place you can go to find a mentor.
Yeah.
But for us, the reason that it was so beneficial to us to get a mentor once we did was because we had somebody to go to when you don't know. And that, I think, can help you take more risks because you know that you have something to fall back on. It's almost like a safety net. And of course, take calculated risks. But in a way, that is a calculated risk because if you don't know the answer to something or if you hit a wall, you know that you have someone you can go to as a resource that can help you get over that.
Yeah, 100%. And the first mentor we got actually taught us a certain strategy in single family space that allowed us to... The thing that we learned, I can just say it, it's creative financing. And that is something that if you don't know how to do properly, you can put yourself in a lot of, you can just run into a lot of obstacles.
Really messy,
that you don't want to go through if you can avoid it. So how did we do that? We had a mentor who had been doing it for years and had successfully done it multiple times. And he was teaching a lot of people how to do it. So we just obviously have to give some type of value in exchange for his education and his time. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. And it allowed us to get two properties on creative financing terms, and we wouldn't have been able to do that as fast as we did if we didn't have him on our team.
Yep. So as I said earlier, having a mentor, it's important because it can help you learn from their own failures. Everyone makes mistakes, and honestly, the people that have been in the industry the longest have probably made more mistakes than somebody who's new because they just have more experience. And so why would you want to repeat those mistakes if you can just learn from those mistakes that they made? Mm. And so that's the benefit for one. It can also compress timelines because yes, you can learn on your own and learn as you go, but if you can leverage the knowledge this other person has, it can just shorten the learning curve and speed up the process so you can get closer to achieving your real estate goals.
100%. And it's like some people don't have time, some people have money but don't have time. I think of it like in the beginning, if you don't have a lot of money, then obviously you might have a lot of time, and that's something you're going to have to give up. But if you have some type of money, you have some type of income, and you can afford to get into a mentorship, you're just going to save yourself time. And in my opinion, time is more valuable than money.
Absolutely. And so starting out, there's different ways to get a mentor. Some ways are easier than others, and some ways are more expensive than others.
Yeah.
When we were first starting out, like I said, our mentor was Napoleon Hill, Robert Kiyosaki, who you can see in the back if you're watching on
video. He's right here.
Yeah. Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Books like that were the foundation of our real estate education and just entrepreneurial education. And those are perfectly fine to start out. Podcast hosts and podcast shows, YouTube channels, those make great educational resources. And those hosts and the people that are speaking on those platforms, those are also your mentors. Because yeah, while they're not directly speaking to you, they're still creating content. They're still educating you, and they're in a way guiding you.
100%. And that's why that's kind of how I led off with a lot of these mentors are actually not charging you for anything. Yeah. Maybe they're getting your eyeballs, right? Or your ears, because you're listening or watching them on YouTube or a podcast, but you can get so much out of just doing things for free. Now, the way that we took that to a next level, which Crowan's going to get into, is actually joining some type of paid mentorship, or you can find mentors in a lot of ways, but keep that in mind.
Yeah, and so if you actually want an actual mentor who you can maybe call up and ask for any questions if you have a fire to put out in your real estate business, not in real life, call a firefighter if that happens. But seriously, the first way, and this is still free, we'll talk about paid later because I think that's more straightforward. When it comes to free mentorship, you can go to local networking events in your area. So biggerpockets.com has a lot of them, eventbrite.com, meetup.com. We go to a lot of networking events in our area.
Yeah, you can also go to paid networking events. We travel.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that because those are still paid. If you want low barrier to entry, definitely attending local events, networking events.
Yeah, another thing that's free, if you don't mind. Go ahead. Facebook groups. You can join free Facebook groups, and different people are just giving free advice there too.
Yep. And so you can do that as well. That's a great idea. Also, networking events, if you meet them in person, you can build relationships with people, find ways to bring them value, which we will dive into how to do. But bringing people value who are already maybe a few steps ahead of you, there's a big misconception in getting mentors that you need a mentor who's 50 or 100 steps ahead of you, and that's just not true. Really, the main value in a mentor, and I think just as much value, if not more, from that guru, is someone who's only a few steps ahead of you, because it wasn't that long ago that they were in your shoes. And so they can probably apply more relevant and applicable information and advice to you because they understand where you are since they were just there.
Yeah, I agree. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do that. Like, I think there's a benefit to either one.
No, for sure. We have a mentor who's a lot more steps ahead of us. So we're not saying that, but honestly, if you're looking for a low weight, a really easy way to find a mentor, there's a lot of value you can get from someone that's only a few steps ahead of you because they're likely not going to have a high ticket cost as well.
Exactly,
you
know?
So if you are looking to start investing money, which we are big advocates for investing in your network and education when it comes to real estate, it'll pay dividends and have an infinite return on investment, especially your network. That has helped us in so many ways. We can make an episode about networking later if you're interested. But investing in paid networking events, those are probably going to be cheaper than an actual mentorship program. So we'll go in a hierarchy or stepping. So this is the next level. Exactly. So the next level is paying for an event. You fly out to a multifamily event or you drive. Let's say you are looking to get into the multifamily space. You can go there. You're going to meet a ton of active investors who are investing in deals, raising capital on deals, finding deals, underwriting deals, building relationships with brokers. So you're going to be rubbing shoulders with people that are in this industry, and if they're willing to teach you, they're real teachers because they're actually doing it instead of just reading a textbook and applying that knowledge and not actually having done it themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And like Rowan said, these events are just such the ones that we're going to. There's such high caliber attendees that go, and they have so much value in education or just experience that they can provide. Now, obviously, we'll go into like what you have to do to kind of have access to that, because they're not out here just giving it away for free, right? Or for nothing in exchange. That's just not how the world works. But if you can find a way to bring them value, then that's how you're able to actually, you know, gain that relationship.
Yep. And so we mentioned leading with value, and there's different ways. I had a guest on my show that said there's three different types of currency, It's fiat money, right? So physical capital. And then there's sanity and there's time. And if you can save or give somebody...
Yeah, just to clarify, just money in general. Because, I mean, it doesn't have to be fiat.
You're right.
Gold or
just whatever. Money. Something that we use to exchange.
Yeah.
So money, time, and and sanity. Mm-hmm. If you can give someone, paying them, obviously, that's a way that you can exchange value, and in exchange for your money, they'll mentor you. Or you can save them time, whether that's underwriting deals for them.
Creating like a marketing deck that, I mean, they can do themselves, but obviously they probably have more important things to do. So maybe you can just save them the time and do it for them.
Yep. Doing some investor relations, if they're willing to have you on in that capacity and train you. Things like that, that save them time and help
you
them.
Say social media?
Doing social media is a great option. Helping them with their marketing, doing copywriting for them if you like to write. There's so many different ways you can bring value. It's really about understanding your own skills, building on those skills. And then
knowing what problems that you can solve for them as well.
Exactly. So that's why it's important to just kind of be aware of what you can offer and then take the time to get to know this person. And that's why we're big on networking, because you're planting a seed when you're networking. You're not going to ask them on the first time you meet them, hey, can you mentor me?
I think a lot of people actually do that. Now, maybe why shouldn't they do that?
Because if you do that, I mean, you might get lucky and they might say yes. Yeah. They might be really nice. But people want to work with people they know, like, and trust. That's how it works with investing. I think it'll also work with somebody if you're doing a cold approach when it comes to mentoring. Yeah. Because these people, we're not talking about people that are already mentors. They might mentor some people for fun, and maybe they have some students, but they don't have a mentoring program.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go ahead and do that cold approach, you want to make sure you build rapport with them, get them to build a relationship with them, and then find a way to bring them value throughout that process.
For sure. I think it's like, it's not impossible to know how you can provide someone value on the first conversation, but I just think like understanding it to a certain extent is going to improve the relationship and actually make it something that is mutually beneficial, because you don't want to come off as desperate or not like a leech, but like someone that isn't actually making this a symbiotic relationship. You want to make sure that they have something that you can bring them of value.
And briefly, before we discuss ways to bring them value and touch back on those types of currency, I think it's important to understand that process of getting to know someone, it goes both ways. Mm. So you're allowing them to get to know you, but you're also getting a chance to get to know them and see if they would be a good fit to mentor you. See if they align with your mentoring needs and
also
what you
want
out of a mentor.
Yeah, exactly. Like what if you want to understand what kind of real estate they're doing, what their long-term vision is, where they are and what they've done.
Yeah.
Maybe learn a little bit more about what their reputation is, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're working with people that you like, know, and trust as well.
Yep, absolutely. So like we said, you can offer them your time. You can help them save a headache and the stress of having to deal with spreadsheets by helping them out. Really, it's just finding their pain points. What do they need? What are their issues in their business? And find a way to bring them value. And honestly, sometimes all you have to do is just ask, hey, I have a lot of free time on my hands. I'm eager to learn.
Exactly.
What can I do? And even if that's not the case, you can make time if you can't afford to pay someone. Now, if you want to pay for a mentorship program, that is absolutely an option. And I think we've come across a lot of good options when it comes to mentorship programs, but we're not going to dive into any specific program. I think the main thing we'll do is just discuss what you should look for in a mentorship program and what are some red flags.
For sure. And we've full transparency, we have paid for a few mentors. We found some that we didn't have to pay for, which was amazing. But those, I would say, you just have to find a creative way, like Kerwin said, bring them value. But obviously, the simpler way to bring someone value is by paying them. Now, some of you might not have money, but let's say you do. An amazing thing is just finding someone that not only meets, I would say, your
mentoring needs.
Not like energy, but you just want to make sure that you have a similar philosophy when it comes to what I enjoy doing business with this person. I think the worst thing you can do is get into a long-term relationship, because when you're doing business with someone, you're actually dating them. Not physically, right? But you're getting into a long-term relationship. You want to make sure that you're aligning in that way, as well as what their long-term goals are and what they've done in the past. So these are obvious things. Some things that we did on ours, a lot of these mentorship groups, they have certain criteria based on you can or cannot have access to people that are already in the group. If they don't let you talk to the people that are already there, that's a red flag. Make sure you watch out for that. Because if people are in the group, then in my opinion, you should be able to talk to them and ask them what their experience is. And I think that's something you should do. Kind of go to each group and talk to people that are already there and see what they're getting out of it. And if that meets your needs, then I think that might be a good fit.
No, I completely agree. I think also asking people what their experience has been, whether it's good or bad, it's good to know.
Yeah.
You want to make sure, you just want to understand the structure of the mentorship as well, because if you're paying and you're looking to have access to a certain person and that's not the case, just make sure you're aware of that, whether that's what you want or not. It really comes down to what your own needs are and if the mentorship program aligns with those needs.
Yeah, and I think we should talk about our experience. Yeah,
absolutely.
Bit.
So really quick, yes, but let's also kind of within the let's talk about that within the context of what other people should
for sure. So I mean, for. Like in regards to our multifamily group that we joined, certain things that attracted us to that group were our mentor was going to partner with us on our deals. He was going to, we'll have direct access to him. I have his phone number, which I'm not saying you need to have this phone number, but I thought that was like really cool. I get to call him whenever I'd like. Obviously he's very busy and he tries to get back to me when he can, but in regards to him partnering, going back to like the hero's journey, if you're the hero of your story and your mentor is not only like there with you, but if you win, he wins, then there's an alignment of interest there. And that is only going to make it more likely that you both win, especially if he knows how to win. He's already played this game. He wants to win just because obviously he wants to help you, but he also wants to win himself. And if he loses, you lose. And if you lose, he loses. And I think that's the amazing thing about our group.
Yeah. And so just to retouch on the red flags, if they're too salesy on the sales call and they're too pushy, that's just in general a red flag. Why are they so desperate? If they don't give you access to anyone else, any of the students, there was one person that wouldn't let us, like Jeffrey said, they said they almost, it was, I don't know if they said sign, whatever. It was just weird. Didn't like the vibes. So we
and the vibes are real. So like, if you just don't feel like it makes sense,
you also want to make sure it's a cultural fit, because one of the benefits of joining these mentorship groups is A, you get the access to the mentor or coach, whoever it is, whatever their structure is, but you also get access to the community of people. And so you want to make sure that those people align with your goals. Mm. If you're looking to get into multifamily, different groups have different asset class, unit size targets.
Buying criteria.
So some of them go smaller. Some of them like to go bigger. There's no right or wrong. It just depends on what your goals are. And that's why I say it's so important to understand what you're aiming to do. Because if you want to do 100 plus unit deals, but you go with a group that typically does 50 and below, that's not really going to align with what you want to do.
Yeah. And another thing is having a mentor that is actively doing what you want to do.
Yes.
Now that might seem really obvious, but there are people out there that are actually just selling courses or teaching people how to do something that they're not actually doing right now. They're just focused on the education side of it, which is great. And no shame on anyone that does that. But for me personally, I want someone that's doing it right now, not only so that we can do it together, but so that they understand all the new things that are changing in this industry, and because they're experiencing it themselves. So they can teach me that as well as just bring that value to the group.
Absolutely. You want to make sure the education you're getting isn't outdated. And realistic can be slow to change, but there's changes all the time.
Yep, 100%.
It's important to have somebody, especially a mentor, to be aware of those updates. Also, you have to understand who you are as a student. Are you going to want somebody who will keep you accountable and be on top of you? Is that what you want? Do you want an accountability coach? Or are you okay with just having a mentor who is there if you need them? You know, and you
as
don't
a
necessarily need that to be hands-on with you. Mm. For us, our mentor isn't necessarily hands-on. He's not. We don't have any accountability coach because we keep each other accountable. And so we have that built in already. So really, our mentor is someone who we can just go to when we need him.
Exactly. And that's going to be your personal preference. And honestly, like, I think there's a good person out there for everyone, and you don't have to pay. But like Aaron said, there's just so many good options out there. So I definitely think it's worth, if you have the money, it's worth considering.
Absolutely. And so any other final takeaways or main stepping stones? Let's say somebody wants to go out there right now and find a mentor.
Yeah, I would say like the first things first, you want to educate yourself before even joining or thinking about getting a mentor so that you understand what you're getting out of it, you understand how you can get the most out of it, especially if you're going to pay, because once you pay that fee for certain groups, you're going to have to pay renewal fees. And the quicker you can hit the ground running, in my opinion, the quicker you'll be able to actually act on the information that you're gaining, as well as the relationships that you're going to be able to accumulate as you join those groups, which will only make you more successful. So I wouldn't just say, okay, I need a mastermind group right now. I learned that I was interested in multifamily 2 days ago. I'm going to go ahead and spend a lot of money on a mastermind group. This might sound obvious, but you just really should focus and find kind of some type of put some plan together, and then that's when I think
identify the niche. So if you want to be an apartment investor, that's a great starting point.
Yeah.
Go somewhere like Bigger Pockets, post a question about it. You're bound to get a lot of ideas and great opportunities and great resources to help guide you.
100%.
If you guys have any questions about finding a real estate investing mentor, where to look, who to go to, some other red flags, or if you've encountered other obstacles, please share them down below in the comment section and let us know what you think. Let us know what your feedback is on this episode and video. And if you liked it, please subscribe and give us a thumbs up.
Yeah, and as always, follow us on all social media platforms at Donis Brothers. You can follow me at Jeffrey Donis on all platforms as well. And you can follow Kerwin at
Donis Kerwin on Instagram. And if you want to tune into our podcast, Real Estate Monopoly. That's what it's called. And if you want to check out our website, it's www.donisinvestmentgroup.com. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
We look forward to hanging out with you guys on the next episode.
Hope you all enjoyed it. Have a great day.
Have a great day.